Now, we have brought you here tonight to be part of an auspicious occasion. For this is not merely radio theater as in entertainment. This is theater as in the theater of war. The stakes are far higher, and we greet you with an urgent, urgent mission that we also urge you to join us on. And so tonight, ladies and gentlemen, what we will be doing is we will be tracing the radio signals that have passed through time. For radio signals, my friends, linger for those who have the ears to hear. And so it is our intention this evening to trace those lingering radio characters, to find those small pieces of voices, of static, of tiny intentions. The sound of the trees in the wind in 1936. The sound of footsteps 3 minutes ago. For in electromagnetic time, well, time does not swim forward or backwards. It is we who have imposed an order. And so this evening we will attempt to upturn that order, to overturn that order, in fact, to move beyond into another sphere. And so in order to do that, ladies and gentlemen, we require you at home and here in the audience to join with us and become part of this great spiritual battery that is going to channel these spirits. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you have a role to play, as I mentioned before. Now, in order to make contact with the other side, we require a certain amount of energy to be present. For you all have an electromagnetic spirit in you, and we need to unleash that tonight. Now, in order to do that, you cannot sit discreetly in your seat. You cannot cross your legs. You cannot aim to maintain your bubble of insulation around you. You need to make contact with your neighbors. Now, you can do this any way you like, but it's important that it be of the strictest confidence and yet very direct. So you may do this a number of ways. You may brush your elbows. You may nudge your foot next to the foot of your neighbor. You may outright hold hands. But it is very important that you make contact. Now, you people at home who might be sitting alone wondering, who am I going to touch? Well, you can reach out and touch the radio, of course. So hold the radio. Put it on your foot if you need be, clutch it to your heart, apply your tongue if you want, but it is very important that you maintain contact with your radio because you are part of this much larger circuit that we entertain this evening. So ladies and gentlemen, are you ready?
Yes.
We will now begin our first conjuring. Now, let us not forget this is of utmost urgency, and the reason we are doing this tonight is because we have pressing questions in these twilight times, for it cannot have escaped your notice that things are awry. And so we do seek here tonight a much larger query than it may seem. This is not mere whimsy. But we will begin by conjuring spirits who are, shall we say, more fragile, a little more needy even. We begin with the spirits of the radio past and the radio present, who might be more inclined to draw closer, because after all, our battery is only just beginning to be charged. Now, in order to conjure these spirits, I require your aid in making a particular sound. Now, the sound is not a vocal sound, and maybe I will need someone to hold my microphone for me. Would you hold this for me? Okay, here's the sound. You rub your palms together. Like this. Don't stop now until we begin to feel a presence. Continue to hold in your mind an opening, and we shall see what comes of this experiment. There's a little something in the air. You at home, don't stop. There's a little something in the air. Draws closer. Yes. Faster now. Here it comes. Here they come. It begins! Welcome.
Hello?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I can hear you!
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you may stop your whispering here.
It sounds lovely!
Yes. My name is the Fabulous Host. What is your name?
That's a funny name.
It's a good name.
My name is Marta.
Hello, Marta.
I'm not used to being able to hear. It sounds nice. It sounds like there's bugs in here.
We may have a few moths. So tell me, Marta,
Yeah. If
you don't mind, we have asked you here in order to ask you a question.
Question?
What? What?
I'm just a girl.
That's all right.
Oh, okay.
So tell me, what does it sound like in the darkness? Yes. One more thing very quickly before we let you go. Are you ever afraid? Should we be afraid?
Don't go into the cave alone.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you very much for joining us. We have to let you go now.
Okay.
Goodbye. Now that we have warmed up, as it were, perhaps it is time to call upon a spirit with a little more aggression, perhaps. Part of this exercise is an exercise in risk, in calculated risk. And so part of what we need to do here is to really interrogate who's there. Now, one of the creatures that we know is a very stubborn inhabitant of the radio waves, is the talk show radio host. Now, we know that these people, dogmatic and pushy as they may be, opinionated, sly, sleazy even, perhaps inappropriately provocative, these hosts, they tend to cling to the AM band, and we can't actually even get rid of them if we wanted to. So we decide tonight is a good night to interrogate them and see what they might have to offer. So we will now turn to the talk radio hosts, the ghosts of the dead talk radio hosts. But not the famous ones, of course, because we prefer the bit players of history. for they are so much more precise in their neuroses, one might say. So, in order to conjure the talk radio host, there's a very obvious sound that we need to make. And you at home will certainly enjoy this, for you should crack open your window and do it to the street. What we need is we need the Wolfman Jack howl. I know you all want to do it. And we know that you at home can't wait to start howling at the street. So, ladies and gentlemen, please follow my example. Arrgh! Fill their sails with hot air. Bring them here to the etheric way station that we are. Arr!
Hi. Time is now 8:51.
Time to check on traffic. See you other item.
Time is now.
Welcome.
8:51.
Well, we seem to be having trouble getting our traffic report.
Hello?
Let's go to sports. Who's got sports?
Now, who do we have here tonight?
Time is now 8:51 and 30 seconds.
Hey there.
Hello.
Go ahead, caller. What's on your mind?
I'm afraid that you are the caller tonight.
Oh, well, a little switcheroo, a little ménage à deux.
8:52.
My, this show's a little confusing there, sister.
Oh, hey, we have another caller. Go ahead.
Well, we like to say that this kind of conjuring makes it a bit of a party line out there in the ether.
No.
The phones are lighting up. I just want to talk to somebody.
Now, I have some questions for you all, and I would appreciate if you would take turns. Now, this question is very pressing to our times.
All right, go ahead. I'm ready.
And certainly was relevant to yours.
Okay.
Here we go.
It's a two-part question.
Ooh.
Time is 8:53.
Okay, here we go.
How do we reverse polarity? In other words, is north always the top?
Top. I come from top of the world.
Yes.
It's cold here. 8:54.
Very interesting, caller. Yes, very interesting. What part of the world are you calling from?
I call from Siberia.
Hey.
Now, don't evade the question over there with other questions.
Polarity.
Tell us about the reversal of polarity. And is north always the top?
North is always the top, if you know what I mean. Now, as far as the second part of your question, usually what I do when I need to reverse polarity, either I will go to a commercial, or what is more my style is maybe play a record.
Play a record. Well, evasive tactics are certainly an aspect of our cultural identity, one might say.
Let's have a track from Asia.
Ah,
sister, if you'd like a different kind of opinion, I'd be more than happy to have a little heart-to-heart chat with
I'd
you.
I'd be happy to hear about it.
Yes.
Tell us what you have to say.
Well, I wonder deep down in my soul why you are worrying about these questions of science. I believe there are things that are closer to the heart, closer to the soul of man.
Oh.
Questions about power.
See what you're
that
saying.
Don't have to do with being a top or being a bottom or whether that remains constant until the very end. I believe you need to get connected to the real source of power.
Okay, I think I know where this is going.
And once you are connected to the real source of power, you get yourself plugged into that electrical socket.
I see.
Then there's no question about it. You can just feel the power. You can feel the power from the top to the bottom, and from the bottom to the top. And it doesn't matter. It's gonna touch your head. It's gonna go down. It's gonna go down and come out your mouth. And you're gonna share the news with your brothers and your sisters. And it's gonna come down, down your arms. And it's gonna flow into your fingertips. And everyone that you touch, everyone that you touch is gonna feel the power. It's gonna feel the power. And then it goes down into your heart. And it makes your heart strong. It gives you the strength. It gives you the strength of that
which is not a man.
Yes. And you can feel it. Feel it moving down. Feel it moving down through your bone structure. Feel it moving down through your legs. Down into your feet. And when it gets to my feet, when it gets to the tip of my toes, when it gets to the tip of my toes, you know, it makes me want to dance. It makes me want to shout. It makes me want to jump for joy. It makes me want to celebrate. Because I am connected. I am connected to the real power source. The real power source.
What is the power source?
Will be the top, and the bottom will be the bottom. But the power, the real power,
the
connects
power.
It all. And it doesn't really matter where it is showing forth. It doesn't really matter whether you think you have the overview. It doesn't really matter whether you feel trodden underfoot. You have connection to the real power. And that is, sister, the most important answer. Thank you.
Well, thanks for calling. I really have to disagree with you, though. Let's go to traffic.
Very good motivational speaker.
Yes.
Hey, there, my compadre in Siberia. You've got a way with words, I can tell.